Republican Senate President Keith Faber says the tax plan senators and House members have agreed upon is fair to all Ohioans and accomplishes one major goal.
The number one thing that this plan does that former plans have not, this is sustainable, it is balanced, and it does not rely on one-time money.
Faber says this plan provides tax relief to nearly all Ohioans.
Over the next 3 years, every Ohioan will see at least a 10% cut in their income taxes. Included in the income tax cut is an earned income tax credit, something we've heard a lot from our friends on the other side of the aisle. We're also including a tax plan that includes a 50% tax cut on Ohio small business owners who create most of the jobs in this great state.
Faber says the 50% business tax cut would be applied to the first $250,000 worth of income generated by small businesses. And he says that would cover 98% of Ohio's small businesses. To give these income tax breaks, the state would have to raise sales taxes across the board from 5.5% to 5.75%. And the state would tax things like electronic books that are not currently taxed and raise taxes on tobacco products that are not taxed at the level of cigarettes. The state would also eliminate an income tax break for gambling losses. Republican State Senator Scott Olslager says there's a big reason to make these reforms.
The key to this proposal is to make Ohio the most attractive place in the nation for job growth and job creation for middle-class Ohioans.
One major change in this plan affects the homestead tax, the property tax break that's now given to all Ohio seniors. In the future, that break would be given based on income so that only low-income Ohio senior citizens would get it. Ohio House Finance Chair Ron Amstutz says there would be a change in the formula for future property tax levies.
We are leaving existing levies that might be renewed stable, so they are not being touched by this. But in the case of a new levy or a replacement levy, which is a form of a new levy or an update of a levy, there would not be a 10% or 2.5% rollback in place for those new situations going forward.
The plan is drawing praise from business groups and Republicans, but criticism from Democrats. Stephen Dyer is the Education Policy Fellow at the left-leaning think tank Innovation Ohio.
This pretty much solidifies the fact that this state has utterly forsaken its responsibility to our kids. You know, it is very difficult to understand how you're going to have a constitutional school funding system with $2.6 billion fewer dollars than the state coffers.
Dyer says he thinks lawmakers have the wrong priorities.
There are just lots of real problems with this plan. But the fundamental problem is it seems like the most important thing that Ohio legislators have to deal with is figuring out how to cut taxes, and they don't feel like they have as much a responsibility to constitutionally fund our schools.
Dyer says it's one thing to cut taxes when times are good, but he says now is not that time. He says lawmakers should have at least restored funding for schools back to the level it was 3 years ago. For his part, Senate President Faber is ready for that criticism.
I would say that we just in this budget are increasing K-12 funding by 11%. And I would think a lot of local taxpayers and property taxpayers think that levies should not be easier to pass. And from that perspective, we frankly want you to operate within your current means. And so that's part of that message.
Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.